This is Health Matters, continuing our Heritage and Healing series.
Last year's Dakota Access protests did not stop the pipeline. The threat of polluting the Missouri River and damaging sacred sites remains. What began as a hopeful coming together turned grim. Police from five states attacked demonstrators with water cannons for over 6 hours in freezing 23-degree weather. They blew apart a woman's arm and nearly killed a tribal elder. They injured 300 people and sent 30 to the hospital.
They also shot a 13-year-old in the head. How can we let go of anger over a long-term suffering of Indian people when the violence against us continues to this day?
That's the challenge, the Red Rage Challenge. But I see that challenge being met on local and national fronts. Standing Rock was a national response to the ongoing challenge. In our neck of the woods, there are new and ongoing initiatives. The Hoopaw Community Coalition has been meeting for over a year to coordinate and strengthen the efforts of medical, social, and enforcement agencies to resolve the addiction crisis.
The Warrior Institute is dedicated to awakening a new generation of youth leaders in Hoopaw, leaders to help create health, economic equality, and environmental justice. Here at KIDE, we're working on the Youth and Truth in Addiction Project, which aims to add youth voices to the dialogue on the community's addiction crisis.
There are ongoing Indian education and Hoopa language initiatives as well. And there's the Community Garden Project. The American Indian Movement, which started in the 60s to strengthen and protect Indian rights and Indian communities, sparked work that continues to this day.
There is a grand-scale dimension to healing in Indian country and in indigenous communities around the world. Indians may be the most marginalized minority in the U.S., but they are not the only people burdened with historical trauma. Black Americans have their set of burdens.
Every race in this country has its traumas, even whites. In his book Prison Writings, My Life is My Sundance, Leonard Peltier calls for the great healing. He ends his book with the words, "Now is the time. Now is the only possible time. Let the great healing begin."
Ramsey Clark wrote the introduction to Leonard's tragic and heroic book. Clark was the Attorney General under Lyndon Johnson. He has been the lead attorney to Peltier and to numerous other political prisoners and activists.
Ramsey Clark has long advocated for the pardon of Peltier. Even the judge who convicted him admits he was not guilty of murdering the two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Men and women in the U.S. and around the world have stated that Peltier is a political prisoner, targeted for arrest because of his activism in the American Indian Movement.
Ramsey Clark concludes his introduction with these words, "Until Leonard Peltier's sentence is commuted, every day is a new crime, every dawn is a new crime, every dusk is a new crime against the dignity of the Indian peoples and the honor of the United States of America. Because while Leonard Peltier is in prison, we all are."
I get what Ramsey Clark is saying, but ours is a different kind of prison. We get to walk around and keep on trying to make our communities healthier places. Leonard Peltier is behind bars and in poor health. Last September, he had a triple bypass surgery.
Leonard has never lost hope or faith in the righteousness of his cause, which is his people's survival. He believes that economic reparations to Native Americans are absolutely essential for a just future, as is the return of sacred sites and significant places of ancestral territory, as well as a fair share of the natural resources on lands taken in violation of treaties, as is the return of sacred sites and significant pieces of ancestral territory.
Just a few weeks ago, Canada announced it will pay $635 million in reparations to the survivors of Canada's boarding school victims. 1/8 of that money will be used to fund an Indigenous Healing Foundation that will provide counseling and healing and education services. The rest will be used as direct compensation to boarding school victims.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten. Engineers by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.